In today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Ches. Kuf Mem Ches, and we are on Kuf Mem Zayin and Bebez. Again, scheduling note. Not sure exactly what's the last day this week. I'll be giving shir from here. But Baruch Hashem Shabbos, those who want to join, I'll be in Bethel in Brooklyn. And Sunday morning, 8:30, the daf will be there in Bethel in Borough Park, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, but now we are still Kuf Mem Zayin and Bebez as we continue here in Perek Mishameis, and we continue talking about the halachos of Shchiv Meira. The halachos of Shchiv Meira. Says the Gemara, yesterday we had two days, maybe two opinions about exactly the level of chiyuv, the level of concept of the matna shchimira, whether it's a din derabanan fully, as Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, that the matna shchimira it's min derabanan ba'alma shema titarev dai to alav, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyo told us, I didn't read it yesterday again, but we'll come back to it. The Rambam holds that it's all Tirif Hadas, while the first day of the Gemara on Amman Aleph seemed to say that there was at least an opinion that held that it was D'oraisa. We saw the Balei HaTosfos say that maybe that's not going to be fully true, even though it says D'oraisa doesn't mean that. Maybe it's based on Asmachta. And we saw the Ritva yesterday from Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, and we saw the Maharal in the Be'er Hagola. But again, Rov Mefarshim assume that we paskin anyway that it is D'rabanan, but there could be a Deya that it is D'oraisa. This is what the Rambam discussed it in Paraches of Hilchos Zechiyo Matana. Just to read it, I read it a few days ago, but just to read it again as a summary. Hasumo Pisechu Agide Machoshis Barosho. If somebody is sick, if somebody is blind, if somebody is in any other way has difficulty, how are you health wise? How are you kabari the chodavar? Bimem karu mekho umatanosav. Right, if somebody is deaf or blind, their regular rules of kinyanim apply to that individual. But only hachol eshatoshesh koach kol gufo. V'kashol machmas acholi, ach ini yochol halecha ragla bashuk, far yunofel alamita, hu anikra shchimira, they're so weak that they can't get out of bed, and they're stuck in bed, so then, there are different rules. The context of the Rambam, is not even before he gets to his, defining, but you see the context. It's because of Ein Breira, because we want to allow this person to be able to be in the world of Kidyonim. Also, umishpite matanosav, doesn't matter what he did. Doesn't matter as long as he said it. There's no kinyan that's needed because divrei shchivira kechzuvin uchimisurin damu. The words of a shchivira are as if they are written and they are signed. Meaning, but the Rambam says, only if the person dies. If the person does not die, then it goes back. So it is ironic. It is stronger and it is weaker at the same time. And this will come up as Ramanam and Beis. It works automatically, but then Memela, if he gets better, then it gets undone automatically. Unlike a regular Kenyan. A regular Kenyan is very strong. You have to do something, but once it's done, and you can't go back on it. It's very strong, right? Once there's Toka de Dibur is done after the Kenyan. But by Mount Shchimira, so it is very easy to accomplish, but it is very easy to undo as well. That's the Rambam's Lashon, V'devar Zemi Divrei Sofrim, V'yava Bishayna Kona Elami Divreihem, and this is the last line we did yesterday, that's why I wanted to read this again. The last line, even though it's Midrabanan, Asu Osa Kishel Torah. They gave it a lot of strength. Meaning, what do you mean they gave it a lot of strength? That is what we saw yesterday. What's the nafkamina of giving it a lot of strength? Not no matna shchimira, eno yachal, Shmuel says, right, if you give him matna shchimira, the eno yachal mochlo. Right, you can't be mochel, unlike if you sell a shtar chov, you can be mochel the chiev. If you give him matna shchimira, you can't be mochel. You can, as we'll see, and as we saw earlier, a week or two ago, you can change it. You could change it. You could say, daidiki mevatal daidiki. We had the lashon about a week or so ago. Then let's say he changes his mind. I want to give it to Shimon instead of to Reuven. That he's able to do. But just to be mochel, we said he can't. Why? Because that's the Gemara's line of Eina Kishal Torah va'asa'uha Kishal Torah. They gave it a lot of strength. Why? As the Rambam says, Kadesh lo titarev daito alav, kisheyeda she'ein dvarav kayamim. And therefore, it works very strongly. Again, there are different levels of derabanans. Again, a very very important concept that we've touched on at various times in the past. There are pure Durabanans that are not related to Pasuk in Chumash or in Navi. There are Durabanans that are connected to Pesukim in Navi, Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, as is described in the end of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, based on Pesukim in the end of Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches. There are Durabanans that have an Asmachta and a Torah, as we just saw. And then there are a whole question of Durabanans that border on a Da'oraisa, meaning the details of the Drabanan and a Drabanan, but one might say that if one fulfills them, one is in the, might border on the world of Da'oraisa. There's one example of that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, and another one, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, again we mentioned, but just to put them together, to give other examples of Drabanans that have the status of Da'oraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, and we'll get in Hilchos Avel, in Shoftim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos talking about the world of Muksa. The Rambam says there are three reasons why Chazal instituted the laws of Muksa, and they are towards the Rambam says, either because we don't want people to be involved in activities that if I'm holding certain kalim, so then I might come to violate and come to use some of those kalim. Let me just get the Rambam. The Rambam says this here in Perechav Gimel, Perechav Dalad, Perechav Dalad. Yesh Dvarim Shein Asurim B'Shabbos. Oh, actually, it's not the. Sorry, it's the. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Perachav Dalet. Here, the end of Perachav Dalet. The Rambam says Asur Chachamim Latalto Mixas Dvarim B'Shabbos Kederach Shu Osa B'Chol Umepnei Man Nagu B'Isur Zeh. Why? Because the three reasons the Rambam gives. Number one, if the Nevi'im say your Hiluch on Shabbos should be different than your Hiluch on Chol, and your Sicha on Shabbos should be different than your Sicha on Chol, Kal V'Chomesh Lo Yek Tiltu B'Shabbos Kil Tiltu B'Chol. Right, what I'm involved in, Kedesha Lo Yek Yom Chol Be'Nav V'Yavo, and I might come to do a Malacha. But then the Rambam says, adds one line, the Nimsa, if I'm involved in other items, the Yoshim and Beisav Yidakash Yavish Yizatik Bo, the Nimsa Shalosh Shavas. If I'm involved in all weekday activities, even without violating any malacha, that would be a violation of Laman Yanuach. What does that mean? The world of Muksa is Durabanan, but it borders on a Da'oraisa. It borders on a Da'oraisa. Right, Ubatal Tam, there's a Kiyam Da'oraisa possibly. Or the Rambam's other example, again much quoted, in Hilchas Avel, where the Rambam discusses all the mitzvos bein Adam l'chaveiro. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah midrabanan to Perig Yudalan in Hilchas Avel. Mitzvah zayim midivreim, levakar cholim, lenachem aveilim, lehotzi ameis. All the mitzvahs drabanan, abikar cholim, and nichem aveilim, and alavayas ameis, and simchas chasun v'kala. And then the Rambam says, afa pishakol mitzvah zayim midivreim, Harehein bechlal v'yathlo recha kamocha. Even though technically they're drabanan, they fulfill when you fulfill them v'yathlo recha kamocha. The chof es gavr is drabanan. The kiyum is a kiyum da'oraisa. Or Reb Chaim like to point out, the Emek Bracha quotes this. Another example that we can mention is tefillah. Even according to the Ramban, that davening every day is a mitzvah drabanan, not like a mitzvah da'oraisa. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah every day to daven. The Rabban says, no, it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. But when I daven, then it's a kiyum daraisa of tefillah. The Rambam has to say that, say Reb Chaim. Why? Because Birchas Kohanim. That was his right. Birchas Kohanim has to be in the context of avoda. So it's done during the Amida. What, so nowadays, Birchas Kohanim is daraisa, but the context that it's in avoda is Durabanan every day? No. The chi of Tadavid is Durabanan, each day according to the Ramban, but when I daven, it becomes a daraisa, so to speak. So that's not exactly the same idea, but we already see from all of those examples that Durabanans could fulfill, and when they are done, they are actually Da'araisas. So to go one step down, the Rabbanan sometimes gave the Rabbanan that they created the power of a Da'araisa in certain, to give it strength in, regarding certain areas. So here's another example of that. Again, not exactly like the examples that we just gave. Those are just examples of models where Da'araisas can even be a fulfillment of a Da'araisa sometimes. But here is a pure Da'arabanan. A pure drabbanan, the area manashchimi rabba the rabbanan say asa'ua kishal Torah, right? They made it, they gave it the power of a daraisa for various reasons. Again, another example in the world of the Rabbanans and daraisas, a blending in to one area of one unit of Torah. Kala Torah kula inyan echad. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Meira Sha'amar, Yodur Ploni Bevayezeh, Yocha Ploni Peiruz Dekalzeh. If a Shchiv Meira tries to give not an asset, not an object, but a right, right? I want so and so to be able to live in this house. It's not his house. I want him to live in this house. Or Yocha Ploni Peiruz Dekalzeh. He should eat the fruit of this tree, which are not, have not grown yet. Lo amar klum, so what he says is not effective. Ache yomar tnu by zeloploni v'yadurba tnu dekal zeloploni v'yochal peirosav. Till he says he could have the house and live there, he could have the tree and eat of its fruit. Meaning, what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is going to say it in let's just read the introduction to the next question. Lememra, is this to tell me the savar of Nachman? Rav Nachman holds. Rav Nachman has a lot to say on Shchiv Meira. Most of the statements on this daf, and as we've had, has been from Rav Nachman. Lamemer, the Savar of Nachman, Milsa, the Isa Babari, Isa Bishchimira, the Lesa Babari, the Lesa Bishchimira. Question, comma. Is this to tell me that whatever a Bari could do will allow a Shchimira to do, and whatever a Bari cannot do, a Shchimira cannot do? Meaning, we quoted this from Tosfos a few days ago, but it actually is in the Gemara right here, and the Rashbam also expands upon this. What is that? The idea that a Shchiv Meira has flexibility is only regarding the fact that a Maisa Kinyan is not required. If there are other problems in the case, problems that even a Bari would have, so a Shchiv Meira also has that. So what are the problems here? The problem is, well, the simple interpretation, the Rashba has 2 days about this here. Is this one or two different problems? The second one is for sure we know. He wants to give him the fruit that are not here. That is a Davar Shaloba La'olam. So a Davar Shaloba La'olam is a problem for a Bari. If it's a problem for a Bari, then it's a problem for a Shchiv Meira too. That is what the Gemara is a saying. Says the Rashbam. Shahadira, I'm sorry. The second line of the Rashbam. About the 8 lines up from the bottom. Uperos dekel nami eina damakna davar shloba olam. And therefore, if a Bari has the problem, the Shchiv Meira also has the problem. But the previous line, what about being makna someone a right to live in a house? Is that a loba olam? That's a different problem on the surface. That's a davar she'ein bo mamish. That's not definite. Shahadira ein ba mamish lahakanosa. A right to live there is not an asset that one could transfer, and therefore that is a problem. So it's a davarish ein ba mamish and a davarish lo ba la'olam. The Rashba discusses this. He wonders, is this really two problems or one problem? He has 2 days about this here. Says the Rashba. In his liner, he says, Yesh befarshim de'ein tam shneim echad. The Rashbam that we just said. Elo yader ploni bebayezeh bebnei adiru hu davar she'en lo guf. V'yafilu b'shchiv meira lo tiknu she'i konem ma'sh'inu konem matnas bari. Right, if the bari has the problem, the shchiv meira also has the problem. V'yochal ploni peiruz dekolzeh bebnei shalo bala olam. V'chein pirish rabbeinu haigon. V'chein rabbi Yosef Alevi, the Rimigash. So he quotes this from, and that's the simple interpretation, that they have different problems. Aval, says the Rashba, quoting the Ravid, Aval Ravid's al piri shnehem mitam echad. Ulafi, and it's in one brisa, so maybe we'd rather say that, we want to say that. Ulafi she'enon ba'olam. Also, the right is not ba'olam. She'enon nikres dira el al shem amidaso sham. Va'osa amida ena ela acheyamo sham. You're right, I'm giving you the right to be there, but it doesn't exist until you're living there. So that's also a lo bala olam. Again, for other, it's also an ein bo mamish. But the Ravid would rather say that it's one problem, and therefore, that's why it is not allowed to be done, even for a Shchiv Meira. V'shamina mina, continues the Rashba, to lo miskina lishna b'matna Shchiv Meira, elo dainina lay kidainina b'bari. And we don't try to reinterpret the words of a Shchiv Meira either. Oh, maybe what he means is the house legabe living here. The tree legabe its fruit. As it said in other Gemara, is deka l'peirosav. No, he didn't say that. The Shchiv Meira, we have one thing that we allow. You don't need a kinyan. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan, right? Because that's a shlo tirifadas. The div me Shchiv Meira kichsuv nechumisurin amru avalahosev al dvarav lo amru, says the Rashba, right? We never says that we're allowed to add on to his words, we're allowed to reinterpret his words. No. So that's the Rashba, the 2 days, how exactly we're supposed to interpret this. One final point, and then we'll continue. The Yad Ramah here discusses, why is this different? We say this doesn't work. But why is this different than the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem, where he says if somebody says on their deathbed, Mishamar b'shas misaso, plonis shivchasi asis li karas ruach, yasila karas ruach. This shivcha gave me a lot of satisfaction in my life. You know, do something good for her. And the Gemara there says, kofen es hayarshim v'osin lakaras ruach, and you have to maybe set her free, you have to do something for her. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Even though karas ruach is also a davar she'ein bo mamish. You don't know what is meant. What it means. V'yafagav to karas ruach mimalacha alav davar she'ein bo yish bo mamishu, you make her not do so much work. So what's the difference? Over there, davar she'ein bo mamish does work, and here it doesn't work. Says the Adrama, a yisod, a chiluk. There's a difference between doing something and not doing something. It's easier to allow a person not to do something, sheva al tasa, than to do something. Over there, what's the karas ruach? What's the davar she'ein bo mamish? Don't make her do something. So that's easier, says the Ad Ramah. What's our case here? Our case is to allow the person to bekum paseh, actively live in the house. So that's harder to do. And that's the chilek between the cases. Shaini hasam de lo la aknuye le midi me alma kaasi over there. Ela lemiftera mi milsa de mechayva begava kaasi. It's to exempt her. That's easier. Vecholki agavna isa nami babari afilu b'davar she'ein bo mamish. It's easier to exempt someone from something than to obligate them in something or allow them to do something. Midi dehavi ashvua the avagav de lespa mamish bani kinyan lemiftar. Mina, right? If somebody is mechayev shvua and I potter you from the shvua, so then also it's easier to do that than to be mechayev. Okay, so this is the yisod of Rav Nachman, the first yisod of today's daf, and that is by a matnas shchimira. We also do not allow a davar shelo bala olam or a davar she'ein bo mamish. We'll get back to if we have time the yisod problems as we've discussed in the past about a davar shelo bala olam. But now we'll continue. Says the Gemara, again, we already introduced the next question. Is this to say Lameimra that Rav Nachman holds that whatever a Bari could do, a Shchemira could do, whatever a Bari cannot do, a Shchemira cannot do? The Amar of Rav Nachman, I'll find you something that a Shchemira can do that a Bari cannot do. Shchiv Meira Sha'amar. Again, quoting Rav Nachman. Shchemira Sha'amar Tenu Hava Asi Laploni. A Shchemira that says, give my loan to Ploni. So-and-so owes me money. So it's always be money, a milve alpeh. That's important. It's a milve alpeh, right? This is not talking about what we discussed on yesterday's daf, about mocher shtar chov lechavero. There is no shtar here. So somebody owes me money, and I say, you know, let him pay so-and-so instead. A shchiv mira says that, right? Reuven's on his deathbed, and he says to Edim, you know, instead of owing me money, you know, let the person pay Shimon. Tnu halva asi leploni. Halva asi leploni, says Rav Nachman, that works. V'yavagav d'lesev b'bari. A bari can't do that. Bari can't just say without any type of kinyan, give the money to so-and-so. That doesn't work. Right? Says the Rashbam on top. V'yavagav d'b'bari lesa. De'eno yachol lahakmaz l'chaveiro milve alpeh. To give a shtar, fine. That was Shmuel yesterday. But to give a milve alpeh, what are you giving? Why can't you give it? To lahotza'a nitna. Milve lahotza'a nitna. We know that you sowed from elsewhere. When I give you money, I expect you to use the money. I don't expect to get back the same exact bills or coins. You're allowed to use it. And when you give it back to me, you give it back to me. But right now, it's in your possession. So if I say the milva should be paid to so-and-so, how is that kinyan working? So that does not work by a bari. The ain kinyan, continuing the Rashba, the ain kinyan tofes, ela badavar shehu ba'en. You need an object. Ela imkein milva bishtar. Unless there is a shtar, as we have said. So, says the Gemara, isn't this a violation of the rule? Right, this works by a shchiv mira, according to Rav Nachman, and does not work by a bari. So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Rav Papa Amar, and then we'll see in the Rishonim, who ask, well, there could have been this answer and that answer. But let's first see what the Gemara says. Rav Papa Amar, hoel v'yoresh yarsha. Since the yoresh yarshins, what does that mean? If Reuven's owed money and he dies, his yarshins yarshin that. So you see, a milva can be transferred through Yerusha. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying? Shchimira has a status of Yerusha. And therefore, just like it's automatic when a person dies, but that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan, that they gave a person the ability to do that even before they die. Right, you see the Rashbam, Umishani, right, he doesn't have Rav Papa's line, but he just adds in that word, Hol v'yoresh yarsha, luzu hamilve, ki'ilu b'rshusohi. So just like it works like Yerusha, so do here, and he quotes the Gemara on Tamar's daf, Manashchimira ki Yerusha shavyuha Rabbanan. And just like it works with through Yerusha, you're right, it doesn't work by a regular Bari. But Shchimira is a form of Yerusha. The Rabbanan gave it that status, and therefore that's why it would work. Number one. The second answer is, meaning in a chinami, it's an exception to the rule. Shchimira has differences. The second answer is that no, the rule still applies. Bari and Shchimira. But instead of focusing on Shchimira, we're going to focus on Bari. There is a case where you can transfer a milveh through a Bari. Rav Acha Bered Rav Yika Amar Halva Yisav Bari. Ukad Rav Huna Amar Rav. What do you mean? There is Halva. A Halva can be transferred without a Maisa Kinyan, even by a Bari. Why? Like Rav Huna Amar Rav, who we had a couple of days ago. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Manali Biyadcha Taneu Laploni B'mamet Shlashtan Kana. As Rav Huna Amar Rav says, Mamet Shlashtan Sugi, the Kinyan Durabanan of, you have all three parties standing there, and I say to the party that owes me the money, pay so-and-so instead. My mitzlashtan. All three of them are there. That works. The Gemara discusses, is that only by a pikadon? Is that even by a milveh? To say it's by a milveh is a chiddush. That's true. Milveh lehotzan itna. But the pashtus here, the Gemara is saying that it applies by milveh, and therefore you see, there is a case by Bari that you could transfer a milveh even without a maisa kinyan. So therefore, the parallel of Bari and Shchimira still stick, and Rav Nachman is not problematic. Asks the Evan Azal, Ezra vs. Zalman, I don't understand. We said a couple of days ago that Maimit Shlashtan is some unique, tremendous chiddush. It's one of the Hilchos HaBalotaimus. We had the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. We had the three cases of Hilchos HaBalotaima. That, what does that mean, Hilchos HaBalotaima? There is a reason why the Rabbanon enacted it, the Rishonim pointed out. Why they created it. But how it works, the mechanism is the Hilchos HaBalotaima. Ask Rav Isser Zalman. So how do we use this as a parallel? The Gemara uses it and say, oh, it works by Bari too, so that helps out with the parallel of Bari to Shchimira. Isn't it a unique Chiddush of the Rabbanon? So how can you say that? Oh, you see, it works by Bari. This is different. This is unique. This can't be used as a parallel. That's the Evan Azal's Ha'ara in Hilchos Mechira in Parachav Beis. L'chara Kasha, he asks, to Ha'isa b'may mitzlashtan, eino migidre kinyin, to Avi Hilchos ha'balotayma, v'shayach lil, eich shayach lilmon mizeh below my mitzlashtan. How could you use this as a parallel? To say this is a model. That's what we're trying to find. Says the Evan Azal, we know the answer is, Shchivira is also an exception to the rule. We're trying to find a parallel, but, oh, you see it works here? But what are we comparing it to? We're also comparing it to a rule breaker. So ironically, when you have two rule breakers and exceptions, they can help keep the parallel in the cases. The Alkane, the Taimahu, the Gaman Shchiv Meira, Eino Migidre Kinyan. They're both non-Kinyanim that the Rabbanan said are Kinyanim, are considered. Deha Eino Elo La'achar Misa, Dekvar Paka Rishuso, because Shchiv Meira, as we know, only works once the person dies. How does that work? We had earlier, does it work with his death? Does it work right after his death? Va'od Amrina, Demana Shchiv Meira, Ki Yerusha Shev Yor Rabbanan. Tomorrow's daf. V'yal korchak daha detalya mana shchimira b'dini mana zbari. Eino lenyin zeh. Tekiva tekomach etiknu shiya divrei shchimira kayamin hu shlo titarif daito olav. V'zeh eino ela b'mashim haya bari hayachal haknos b'ezofen shiya. It's parallel. V'zeh tiknu chachamim shiya divrei shchimira kayamin. Avo b'zeh shagam bari eino yachal haknos b'zeh shlo titarif daito shal shchimira kiva shiyodeh. He continues, but either way the ikar yisod that he's telling us is that they're both Chidushim, and therefore, ironically, they can be parallels to each other. So we kept the parallel. Before we get to the next sugya, the Rishonim here give all different suggestions of, well, why did the Gemara say A, B, or C? To say, here's an example where you could transfer a milveh by a bari. Right, the Gemara gave Maimit Shlashtan. But Tosa says in the first Tosfos, what about Kinyan Agav? We know from elsewhere, right, Kinyan, you'll be mocking the karka and also the milveh that you're owed. Right, so wouldn't that work? Ask Tosfos on top, second line. V'nihi d'yachol l'haknos agav karka. Right, igar sina masik midurav papa. If you say earlier that you can be makna through agav, but still that wouldn't be good enough. Why? What does Tosfos say? Again, these are nuggets. These lines of Tosfos are nuggets for the sugyas of those kinyanim. What does Tosfos say? This is not the sugya of agav here, but this line of Tosfos is important for agav. Bikal makom kivan de lesa bibari bekinyin de lamatzi lahaknos below davar acher imalva lo chashiv isa bibari. This kinyin is not working through Ari because it's really a kinyin agav. It's not the kinyin of the milveh. It's really the kinyin agav. So we're looking for something that is unique and exclusive to be a kinyan of the milveh. That's why it's not going to be a good parallel. That is Tosas right here. If you look earlier, Tosas with the Gemara that Tosas quotes in Pes Ayin Zayin, earlier the Gemara Tosas quoted, some Rishonim held that you cannot be kone or makne milveh through kinyan agav. Right, so that's a machlokas Rishonim bichlal. But it could be that Tosas here is getting into the nitty gritty of how agav works. Agav, I'm mocking you a piece of land, and there's a watch on it. And I'm mocking you the watch also along with the piece of land. So, the big discussion is that there's a kinyan on the land. So, does that mean that kinyan of the land also works for the kinyan of the watch? Or is that the kinyan of the land, you don't need a kinyan for the watch? Or is it called one big unified Maisa kinyan? All different ways of formulating it. Kind of similar, reminds us of Iker v'Tafel and Hilchos Brachas. Is the bracha on the Iker also the bracha on the tafel? The bracha on my Cheerios is a bracha on the milk too? Or if I make a bracha on the Cheerios, I don't need a bracha on the milk. Or is now the milk and Cheerios looked at as one unit, and I'm making a bracha on the unit? Three different ways that you could formulate the bracha of Iker v'Tafel. So the same question by Kinyan Aga. So that might be what Tosfos is driving at here. This is not a parallel, because this is a Kinyan on the Karka, not a Kinyan on the Milveh. Maybe Tosfos is saying there is no kinyan on the milveh. Or maybe Tosfos is saying, even if it is, it's not really the Iker kinyan on the milveh. But either way, that's agav. Then Tosfos later on, in the same Tosfos, discusses, what about hoda'ah? There's a kinyan, kinyan odisa, kinyan hoda'ah. V'temali, sixth to last skinny line in Tosfos. V'temali, lema isa bebari behoda'ah. Kidemuchach lekaman, deshchimira shehodeh kana. Below time the shchimira midakani beger. He talks about what about if I'm moda, would that be something that would work? So he says also that doesn't work because lesa keink shehu b'shchimira v'loshen matana v'kinyan. Okay, he continues relating to that. It's not that exact parallel in the lashon. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara iba elahu dekel le'echad upeirosav la'acher mahu. Major machlokas be shown, and what exactly is this question? The Rashbam has a different girsa, so we're not going to go through his question. His question is more of, we know, manashchimira, as we had in the Mishnah, only works if you give everything away. So is this called giving everything away if you have different recipients of the dekel and the peiros? But we're going to go with Tosfos' pshat here, because he has our girsa, the Yad Ramah also. I give a tree to someone and the fruit to someone else. So is that called a davar shelo bo la'olam, the recipient of the fruit? Or do we say, and this is a general davar shelo bo la'olam question, if I'm giving Reuven the tree and Shimon the fruit, then the assumption is I'm giving Shimon the fruit in a way that it can be cone of the fruit. Meaning, the spot on the tree where the fruit grows from, that's a ba'en right now. I'm also giving that to Shimon. That's the umdana, the assumption, because we want Shimon to be able to be koneid, and this is a general machlokes about davar shelo bo la'olam. Mishir makom peire olo shier. Did he leave the makom of the fruit, where the fruit comes out of, for Shimon, in our case, or not? That is the question of the Gemara. And intim salomar la'acher lo avishir, and if you say he didn't, and therefore, Shimon is not kona anything because it's a davar shelo bo la'olam. La'atzmo, chutz mipiros ha'mahu. What if I sell the fruit? I sell the tree, but I keep the fruit. So if it's me, so is that a davar shelo bo la'olam? And therefore, I sell you the tree. That done. The fruit are yours. Or at least if it's legabe me, so then maybe I'm more, you know, ba'ayin yafe on myself than on others, and I kept the spot where the fruit comes out of when it comes to me. Mahu. So that's the question. If I'm makne the tree and to one person and the fruit to someone else, right? Do I say that the fruit or the spot with the makam smicha of the fruit goes to the person who owns the who I want to get the fruit? The language of the Yad Ramah, v'hadar of Nachmin, lav kigon to amar. I'm sorry, wrong one. The Yad Ramah says here. Klomar, im makne dek alechen upeirosav la'acher mahu. Mi amrinan ki ichavin la'aknuye guf hadek alechad, this kavin l'shayer bahakna azu, makam apeiros, kidei laknos l'sheini shikrelos apeiros. Or not, odilma, he didn't. In other words, according to Tosfos, according to the Yad Ramah, this is not a question about shchimira anymore. It's a question about Right, and that is a little difficult in one sense, but Tosfos has a number of problems with Rashbam's pshat, and that's why he brings his own pshat, and that's what the Adramah also says here. So that's the question. So even if you want to say, in question one, he did not give the fruit person the makom, but if you left it for yourself, you did. Why? A person is always ba'ayin yafe about himself. We had earlier whether a mocher is ba'ayin yafe or ba'ayin ra, or a makdish, or a nosin matana. Right? We had that back in the middle prakim, the mochers. But in terms of himself, he's always mishayer for himself, and therefore it is all good, and he keeps the makom for himself. The Ritva here discusses how this works in general with the case of mehayom la'achar misa. A general case of mehayom la'achar misa, we always say, you keep the peros, and you give somebody else the fruit. So isn't that automatic that you see from there, that it's for sure going to work? Right, it says mehayom la'achar misa, the Ritva discusses. The Ritva discusses why you might not have said that automatically is a raya, that it would work, says the Ritva. Tiv showed me this non, right? Mehayom la'achar misa, al mashir makom peiro. V'yesh lomar, d'shayni hasam zelo hiskir lo gufa lo peiros. There, you didn't specify. The problem is, in our case, you specify that you're giving the guf to someone else. So if you're giving the guf to someone else, maybe the whole guf is given, even the makom where the fruit come out of. A regular case, I'm giving this to you, mehayom la'achar misa, so we could interpret that you get the guf and you keep the peiros and the makom ha-peiros. But if you're beferish giving the guf to someone, so then it makes it more difficult for us to be able to say you kept some of the guf. That's why the Ritva says the Gemara does not bring that in. It wouldn't be a foolproof raya in that direction. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rav Ashi Anon ad Rav Shimon Lakesh Basin in love. This discussion that we just had about the makom, so we had it related to Reish Lakish. Dom Reish Shimon Lakish. Reish Lakish says the following case: Hamocher Bayis Lachaveiro, VaAmar Lo, Amanasha Diuta Elona Shali, Diuta Elona Shalo. If somebody sells a house to their friend and they say the upper story is mine, I'm only selling you the bottom story. The upper story is mine. The roof is mine. Then the roof is his. The Gemara earlier quoted back on Daf Sam, the Mishnah was on Daf Samachal at the beginning of the fourth parak, but the Gemara there a couple of Dafim later said that really he didn't have to say this extra line. When you sell the house, it's understood that you're only selling the bottom. You didn't have to say Diyut El Yona. Why did he say Diyut El Yona? This is going to be important, so we're mentioning it again now. Not only gives you the right to use the upper story, but also, normally, if I sell you the bottom story, you have all the rights to the yard outside. But if I say beferish, I add the extra lashon of Diyuta Elyona, that gives me the right to stick things out from the roof, a ziz or a board. I could stick something out and use some of your airspace. Right? That's the extra lashon of Diyuta Elyona. So again, Reish Lakish says, if I sell the house and you say the upper story is yours, the upper story is yours. Ibailahu. But what about this case? What if it's not that you sold the bottom and you yourself are keeping the upper? What if there are two recipients? This is going to be the parallel to what we just said. What if you're selling the house, the bottom floor to Reuven, and the second floor to Shimon? So in that case, is that a shiur automatically? Says the Rashbam on top. What exactly is the safek, mi ika, continuing to read the Rashbam, lahai bal diota shiur bimakom bechatzelot zizin alo. Does he also, with his extra lashon, have the right to put out the zizin or not? Do we say there's a difference between your keeping it yourself versus giving it to someone else? That's the parallel shaila to the what we just had. Back to the Gemara. In tipsalomer bayis laechad vidiota laechad lo havi shiur. If you say it's not a shiur, meaning only you chutz mi diota mao. What if you say beferish that you're leaving it out? So Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman in tipsalomer bayis laechad vidiota laacher lo havi shiur chutz mi diota havi shiur. But if you say that extra line, then for sure it's a shiur, even for an achir. Via liba de Rav Zvid, da Amar, Rav Zvid said, shim ratza lahotzi bazizin, motzi, you can be motzi if you use this extra lashon. Alma, kivan de shiur, diota, makam zizin nami, shiur. Right, so that is the parallel lashon of the case of selling the tree and the fruit, selling a house and the roof, right? What would you say? Would you say the extra lashon allows the person even for an acher? Good. Amar Rav Yosi Rav Yomi Amar Rav Nachman. The next yisod related to Matnas Shchemira that Rav Nachman tells us. Shchemira shekasav kol nechasav la'achirim. If Shchemira is giving all of his possessions, as we said, the Mishnah said back at the beginning of our discussion here that there's a difference between giving away all of his possessions or keeping. Right? That's the, remember the Mishnah. Kuf mem vav amabes. The Mishnah said, Shchemira shekasav kol nechasav la'achirim. So then that's a Matnas Shchemira. If he leaves a little property for himself, that's not a matnas shchemira. Because then maybe he doesn't fully think he's going to die. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina number one is, does it work or not? Nafkamina number two is, if he gets healthier, is it chozerbo or not? If he gives away 99% of his possessions, remember, and then he gets healthier, he doesn't get it back. He doesn't get it back because it wasn't a matnas shchemira. And he did a kinyan, let's say. Assuming he did some type of kinyan in that case. So that's two nafkaminas by a matnas shchemira. A, does it work in the first place or not? B, is it chozer bo at the end? So we'll have to keep that in mind for the next couple of lines. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so now let's go. So Rav Nachman says, if he gives away all of his possessions, Rowan, you estimate, you analyze, im bimachalek, if you could see that he is going piece by piece, giving away all of his possessions. He doesn't do it in 1 second because he's giving different recipients. So if he's really mechalik, is giving away all of his possessions, so meis kanukulans. If he dies, then they're all the recipients get them because it's a matnas shchemira. Omar chozer bekulan. And if he gets better, he doesn't die, then he's chozer by all of them. But in benimlach, if you see as he is giving out his possessions, it's not like he has decided from the beginning and he's giving them all out one by one. He keeps deciding to give some more and to give some more. But by the earlier givings, he hadn't decided yet that he was going to give all of it. If you could see that from his actions, Ibn Imla, if he pauses in between, it's not like he has a list, boom, boom, boom. So Ibn Imlach, so then we don't consider it a matnas shchemira. And therefore, Meis, if he dies, kanu kulan. They all kone it, the Ritva adds, as long as it was a kinyan done originally. Right? They're all kone it, period. Amad, if he gets better, then all the earlier ones, he was not chozer, you can't be chozer, because that wasn't a matnas shchemira, because he was just deciding along the way. The last thing that he gave, that was a matnas shchemira. That was the last of his possessions, and therefore, that's the only thing that is chozer bo if he gets healthier. Says the Gemara, V'dilma iyune kama'ayin v'hadar yohiv. How do you know that he keeps changing his mind? Maybe he's just deciding who he should give things to. But even from the beginning, he's planning to give everything out. How do you know? Says the Gemara, stame de shchemira medek dayek v'hadar yahiv. The stame de milsa is, if a person is given a matnas shchemira, he's going to decide before he starts. He's going to decide where everything is going before he starts. Therefore, he wouldn't be pausing and thinking in the interim where some of his property is going to go. And if he does, that's a red flag to tell us that it's not a matnas shchemira. It's a regular matana, and therefore, it's never going to be chozerbo. Good. Amar Rav Acha Bar Ben Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman. Next statement of Rav Nachman. Shchemi Rasha Chasav Kon Chasav La'achirim V'amad Eino Chozer. Chayshinan Shema Yeshlo Nechasav B'Medina Acheres. Whoa. Seems to undermine everything we've said. It's a Shchemi Ra. Gives away all of his possessions. Doesn't work. Why? Maybe it's not all his possessions. Maybe somewhere else out there in the world, right, he has possessions. Maybe he has secret bank accounts in Switzerland. Right, whatever he has. So the Gemara says, so how does a regular case work? What about the regular case? The Mishnah says, if he doesn't have any possessions left, it works. It's a matnas shchemira. So what's the case? Gemara says, Amar Rav Chama ba'omer kol nechasai. If he says, all of my possessions, go to so-and-so. Okay, so that works. If he says, all of my possessions, that includes wherever they are. Mar baravashi amar. Or the other answer is b'muchzak lan delesle. We know he doesn't have anything else. Muchzak lan delesle says the bachir. This is a riot to what Tosfos says earlier. Daf Mem Dalid de efsher sheish adam she'en lo karka. Right, Tosfos discussed back there. If you remember, everybody has four dalal amas in Eretz Yisrael, right? So you see from here, it's possible that somebody doesn't have. Right, muchzak lan delesle. So two answers given. Period. Stop there for a moment. Ask the Rishonim here. I don't understand. Hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. What does the Gemara say here? It's not a matnas shchemira unless he knows otherwise. And therefore what? And therefore, when he gives it to the other person, the other person is allowed to keep it. Unless you know that, you know, if he did a kinyan, unless you know that he doesn't have any other possessions. Ask the Ritva, Hamotze Mechavero Alav Haraya. So why is that? Why do we say, oh, maybe he has possession somewhere else? Kiven de Safek Ulama Anutolan Shishna Nachaz Medina Cheres, Veliyipi Koch Shal Makaba Matana Adarava. Let's assume Nachasim Becheskas no same Kaimi, Valha Makaba Lahavi Raisha Yeshlo. No, it's when he has it, when he decides to give it, it's muchzak in his possession. Now I'm going to give this to you. So, but you have a safek, so it should go back to me, because it's really muchzak, the nosein, unless we know otherwise. Right? The safek is whether, what type of kinyan this was. But at the moment of the safek, it's the shas kinyan, it's not like now that the makabel has it. So I don't understand. So explain, all the rishonim come up with different dais. Right? The Ritva says, he was mefaret. He says, this should go to Reuven, and this should go to Shimon, and this should go to Levi. Because why doesn't he just say all my possessions, like the Gemara's answer? That's the Gemara's question. Because he was Mefaret, so that's why we assume he might have more. That's the Ritva. Or the Yad Ramah says, he said, all my Nechasim in this city. So again, might mean that he has Nechasim in another city. Right, or the Rabbeinu Yonah said, the fact that he did a kinyan, right, shows that he's focusing on what's in front of him. Okay, either way, that's a problem that the Rishonim give answers for. Viter. Ibai Luhu. Ask the Gemara. Chazar b'miksas, havi chazar b'kulei, olo. What's the case? Ashrimira gives Reuven all of his possessions. And then he just changes and decides to give half of those possessions to Shimon. So now what? Do we say that when he was chozerbo from giving his possessions all to Reuven, he's chozerbo from the whole step one, and therefore he only has given half his possessions to Shimon, and that's not a manash chimira anymore? Or do we say no, he wasn't chozerbo; it's still a manash chimira. He just changed to a half of the recipients, right? Do we say chazara b'miksas or not a chazara b'miksas? Look at the last few lines of the skinny lines of the Rashbam. Shchiv mirash kasav kol nachasav laechad. The chazer bo b'miksas. The nasan shuv laacher. And he gave half of them to someone else. Shari yachol asos kain. He could do that as we had earlier. Daidiki mevadel as daidiki. As we just said earlier. Mihavi chazara b'kol anachasim shenasan l'rishon. Do we say it's a chazara now? Degali daite shem ischarit barishon. He is being megale that he doesn't want to do what he did earlier. Umashenasan l'sheni matana b'miksas he. And the second matana, that's not a manash chimira, that's a real matana. De'ika shiur, he didn't give away all of his possessions. Vahavi matana. Va'atu yarshim, and the yarshim of the no saint could come and take him out from the hands of the rishon. Oh, or no, first wide line, olavi chazara. What do we say? No, this is still manash chimira. He's just changing the recipients. That's the question here. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Chazara b'miktas havi chazara b'kule olo. Tashma, so says the Gemara, we know it from the following brisa. Kulan the Rishon, umiksas on the Sheni. If you give all of your possessions to the Rishon, and then you give some of them to the Sheni, Sheni Kana, Rishon lo Kana. That's the line. Right? There's a brisa that says if you give all of your possessions to Reuven, and then give some of them to Shimon, so Shimon is Kona, not Rishon. What does that sound like? So my labishameis, isn't this talking about where he dies? And therefore this shows, Chazar b'miksas is Chazar b'kula. Why? Because the first one is not Kona at all. And the second one is Kona because it's no longer Manash Chimira. So isn't this a Raya? So the Gemara says, Lo, Bishamad. No. Maybe the point is here is that he became healthy again. So it isn't a Ma'achazar Bekula. The first one, you know why he's not Kona? Because the guy got better. It was a Manash Chimira, but now the Chimira got better. That's why he takes it from the Rishon. The Rishon was a Manash Chimira at the time, and that's why he could, he's Kona. The second one, though, is when he gave to the second one, he was only giving a miksas to the second one. The Gemara is going to ask, but what do you mean? Wasn't the first part already given over, so it should also be manash chimira? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. But the Gemara says, lo b'shaman, he's got better. And that's why the Rishon is not Konan, because it was a manash chimira, he got better, so it goes back to him. Hachanami mistavrin, this also makes sense. Midiktani sefer, because look at the next line of the Brisa. The opposite order. Miksas on the Rishon, v'kulon l'sheni. If you give part to the Rishon, and then you give all to the Sheni, Rishon kana, Sheni lo kana. So how does that work? So if you say he got better, that's why the sheni is not kona, because he got better and you have to give it back. If he died, they both should be kona, because altogether the second one got whatever was left, and therefore that should also be a matna shchiv meira. So you must be that he got better, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Amalei Rav Yehmer Leravashi, v'tevi nami b'shamad. Even if he is Amad, I still have a problem. Why? As we just alluded to the question. E amad b'shlama chazara b'mixas havi chazara b'kula. If you say the whole thing falls away, hainu d'sheni miyaskana. You're trying to bring me a raya from the fact that the Rishon is not kona. But what about the second part, that the sheni is kona? If you say chazara b'mixas is a chazara b'kula, you understand why the sheni is kona, because it's not a matna shchiv mira. There's a chazara here. Ela iyamr chazara b'mixas lo avi chazara b'kula. So then what happens? It's not a chazara b'kula. So then he gave all of his property to Rishon, and he gave half it to Sheni, but that's also a matna shchiv mira. The nosin has nothing left. So nevi kimachalik v'lechaminai lo likni. If he gets better, that you're trying to say that's what the case is, neither of them should be kone. Right? He lamaisa, he didn't leave himself anything. So it all should be a matna shchiv mira. So Amad is no better than saying mace. So says the Gemara, there's no riot to that. So v'hilchasa, the Gemara just says, the halachi is chazar b'miksas, have chazar b'kula. It is a chazar b'kula. Reisha mishkachas la'bein sh'mace b'ein sh'amad. And therefore the first line of Rishon, lo kana, and sheni kana, that works whether mace or Amad. Seif ala mishkachas la'elokisha Amad. That is the case if you work out the details, period. Rav Elchanan here talks about how this sugya relates to the topic of palginan dibura. Right? Does this relate? It doesn't sound like the Gemara is relating it. It sounds like more of an umdana. Palginan dibura, we focus on his words. Could you split his words from only accept half of it and not the other half? Here it's not splitting his words. We're just saying he did action A, and now is he going back on half of the action that he did for action B? So that is not 100%. That's not the exact same case that we have here by Pagina Dibura. But just to note that he brings up that issue. He says, "V'afshar de lo shayach lomar lo Pagina Dibura ela bekinyan shtar shahadibur shebishtar osa kinyan." But I'm reading kishabatel mixaso batakulo. Abu b'divre shchid mira hadibur enu ela gili daito v'ritzono v'dibur enu maisa kinyan. There are no kinyan or words to split here, and therefore it's a different sugya, and therefore they shouldn't be related. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Yibai Luhu. Again, I'm not sure exactly about, I'm going to try to give tomorrow, but unclear. It might be up from the next cycle. If it is, sometime this week I hope to give another daf here at some point, and if not, Avad Hashem will pick up again Sunday in Borough Park if anybody wants to join us, 8:30, the daf in Bethel. Okay, we'll stop here.